the song Celebration by Kool and the Gang. See, people are, I reckon lots of you know it, but you're not declaring here. It's a few years old, but it's a great time of celebration. Cheryl and I met with Rachel, my daughter, and her husband, Jesse, yesterday. They go to St. Aldate's Church in Oxford. At the service that they're doing, 6 o'clock, Jesse is playing, and he's leading the worship band, and they're going to do the Kool and the Gang song, Celebration, and they're going to do it as a mashup with a Christian song. We can both remember they're going to do Celebration. We can't remember the Christian song. They're actually going to link with it. Because this seemed, well, it seemed different, but it is a wonderful, wonderful day of celebration, and we celebrate together that Jesus is alive. Now, those wonderful things in that reading, wasn't it extraordinary? First of all, it's dawn, and the light is coming. And light and dark are so significant in the Gospels. They're so important. And darkness falls at time of difficulty, when there is confusion, or indeed when there is betrayal. John 13, Judas is going to betray Jesus, and Judas goes out, and John says to us, "It was night." And of course it was literally, it's literally true. But he's making a wider point. This is a deed of darkness and it's being done in the dark. Matthew 27, the crucifixion of Jesus. Matthew says, darkness fell as Jesus died. This was a time of darkness, a time of struggle, a time when the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, gave his life for us. And here at the beginning of Matthew's great resurrection chapter, he points out it's dawn, the light is coming. And there is this extraordinary earthquake as well. And that has happened before in Matthew. Again, Matthew 27, Jesus dies, he breathes his last, and there is an earthquake, the rocks split, the tombs open, and there is a resurrection. And here again, there is a violent earthquake as we read. And the stone is rolled away. Something seismic, something extraordinary, something truly earth-shattering is happening. And Jesus is risen. We remind ourselves again of what is the heart of the reading, the announcement of the angel to the women. Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He is risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you. And so the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy. And they ran to tell the disciples. Big idea this morning that I want to share with you is this. That as we put our faith in the risen Jesus, and as we respond in action to him, he reveals more to us. Okay? As we put our faith in Jesus, as we trust in him, as we take steps of faith, he reveals more to us. He meets us in his grace and his mercy and his love. Let's look at it negatively, first of all. You've got the guards who are there, and they experience, in a sense, what the women experience. They're there. They experience the violent earthquake. They see the stone rolled away. They must have seen the angel. They are among the first witnesses to the resurrection. Extraordinary privilege. But they don't believe. They don't have faith. and they go off on a journey. They're afraid, they're terrified, they're worried for themselves, they're worried for their lives, they're not sure of what they've seen, and they go off and they are involved in this ludicrous conspiracy theory that the disciples stole the body. And so because they're moving away from Jesus and away from Jesus and away from Jesus, their hearts get hard and cold and bitter. But you have the women who are there. So the guards are here, the women are there, the tomb is there, and the words of the angel go out, and they put their faith in Jesus, in the risen Jesus. And as they go, Jesus reveals himself to him. He's there, the real Jesus. Jesus risen from the dead, and they clasp his feet and they worship him. One pathway, the guards have gone off over here, but the women, trembling yet filled with joy, still afraid but putting their faith in Jesus, they take those steps of faith. And Jesus meets with them. He doesn't meet with the guards. I think Jesus could have been standing there and they would have just rushed past. They wouldn't have noticed. But with these women of faith, Jesus meets with them. They take a step of faith and Jesus is there. And you think about how this all started. And the women, and they, you know, something extraordinary has clearly happened. There's been this earthquake, the stone is rolled away, the angel is speaking, but they've not seen Jesus, have they? Jesus is not there. And humanly speaking, well, they could have responded like the guards responded, but also they could have sat on the fence, couldn't they? They could have said, well, this is so important. This is so extraordinary. This claim that Jesus is alive. We see the empty tomb. We hear the words of this angel. But where is Jesus? We don't see him. He's alive, but where is he? We're not actually going to believe. We're not actually going to go and tell. We're not actually going to hear what the angel is telling us to do. We're just going to wait and we're going to see. But because they took a step of faith, and then another step, and then another step, Jesus revealed himself to them. Wonderful, wonderful thing. What is this saying to us today? Well, I just want to say a couple of things in terms of how Jesus might be speaking to us, how Jesus might be speaking to you. You may group yourself with the guards. It may be that you're listening online. It may be that you're engaging with this service real time, Easter Sunday morning. It may be that you're engaging with it in another time. Maybe that you're here in person and you just recognize in your heart that there's a coldness. Maybe things happened many years ago, things that you haven't quite got over. Maybe things to do with church and faith. And you've gone away and you've gone away and you've gone away. I am here to tell you the wonderful, wonderful message is that it's not too late. And you might have journeyed and journeyed and journeyed, and you're not even sure why you're here today. You're not even sure that why are you here? Why are you listening in? Why are you in this building? You don't know. And you've gone on this journey where there's shame and there's bitterness and there's all sorts of stuff. And only you may know about those things. It's never, never too late. Jesus tells a story that is in Matthew's Gospel for us, Matthew 18, where there is a shepherd and he has 100 sheep, and there are 99 within the sheepfold, within the sheep pen, and they're safe and they're okay, but there is one who's wandered off. What is the shepherd going to do? Well, we've got the 99 sheep here. Let's think about what's the sensible thing to do. Let's stay with the 99. The one that's wandered off, well, just going to have to fend for itself. But that's not what the shepherd does. The shepherd goes and searches and searches, goes out into the darkness, goes out into the wind and rain, and finds the lost sheep and brings the lost sheep home. If you think you've wandered too far, then you haven't. If you think that there's too much darkness around, Jesus, the light of the world, wants to bring you home. If you think that you've messed up, then there is forgiveness. If you have been messed up by others, there is healing and restoration. Jesus is searching for you, the risen Jesus, and he wants to bring you home. If God is speaking to you through this, just come and chat to me afterwards. Chat to Cheryl and myself. We'll be at the front. There's an opportunity just to come and to pray. But also, you may be just not quite sure about the next step of faith. So, Christian many years, believe in the resurrection, of course you're here, of course you're engaging. This is something that you always do. But resurrection faith has been quite difficult. It's been quite difficult this year. Just had a sense when Mark was talking about the sunrise service and that it was very misty. You know, the dawn has come and then there's mist. I wasn't at a sunrise service this morning. I was sitting in my dressing gown. I don't want to give too much information, but I was preparing and I was praying. So I was awake and in sort of engaging. And just in a break, I checked online and lots of my friends were saying, sunrise service, great to welcome the Lord Jesus, but it was misty. There was a little bit of light, but the sun wasn't breaking through. Maybe you feel like that. The light has come. This seismic event has happened. Jesus is risen from the dead. But for you, it's misty. The light is not quite breaking through. And in your life, you know that God is calling you to take a step of faith and he's spoken to you, but you're just not quite sure you can take that step. The message of Matthew's gospel is this. The message of Matthew 28 is this. That if you take that step of faith and then another and then another, Jesus will meet with you. And he will reveal more. There's an old-fashioned phrase, being in the way he led me. And the experience of many of us is that if you take a step of faith, he gives you light for the next one, and the next one, and the next one. As you step out for Jesus, he reveals more to you. Faith and grace intertwine in this story. And as the women, trembling, a little bit uncertain, but even so, with faith and joy, take that step. Jesus meets with them, and they're able to worship him. They clasp onto him. He gives further instructions and encouragement. And again and again and again, in the Gospels and in the book of Acts, as people take steps of faith, God reveals more. God does something. God leads you forward. Don't be afraid to take that step of faith this year. What is God calling you to do? A deeper trust in him. A new move in your life. Something that God is reaffirming for you. And just that deeper, deeper relationship with Jesus. Part of a discipleship network called 72, which is based in the west of England. And the key strapline is this. What step will you take today? What step will you take today? God is calling you to take a step, and you may have doubts, and you may have struggles, and you may be tempted to turn back. But as you take that step of faith, as God helps you, he will reveal more, and he will reveal more, and he will reveal more. May Jesus meet with us in the year ahead, as we take steps of faith in obedience to him. I'm going to pray, and then Mark is going to come back. Oh, Father God, we thank you and we praise you for the resurrection of the Lord Jesus and all that it means to us. The life and the joy, the light and the shaking. And Lord, we praise you that no one here, no one engaging, no one online is beyond the reach of your love. And you search people out. Never mind the 99, he is searching for you. He is searching for the one. And the encouragement is to respond to him and to allow him to bring you home. And for those of us who are just hesitating over a step of faith, as the risen Lord Jesus calls, we thank you, Lord God, that as we step into the light, you bring more light. That as you help us to take steps of faith, you make the ground beneath our feet firm. And you reveal yourself to us in your power and in your love. Do so again now, we pray. For we ask it in Jesus' name.